Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Tazayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tazayin Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top, Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Shisha Devarim Nemru B'Shedim, there are 6 things that are said about Shedim. Shloishika Malach Yasharis, Shloishikim Ne'adam, in 3 ways they're more similar to Malach Yasharis, and in 3 ways more like humans. Shloishika Malach Yasharis, Yesham Kanafayim Kamalach Yasharis, they have wings. Utasim Misefalam Vatsoifikam Malach Yasharis, and they fly from one side of the world to the other. V'yayidim Ashasaliyas Kamalach Yasharis, and they also know the future like Malachim. Now I ask the Gemara, Yayidin Salkadaitach, Malachim know the future. Elishayimim Mecharia Pargib Kamalach Yasharis, it doesn't mean that they know the future like Malachim, it means that they hear at times Me'achari Aparagav, what's about to be, just like Malachim. U'shayshik ibn Adam, and in 3 ways Shedim are more similar to people. Eichlem v'shayshik ibn Adam, they eat and drink like people. Parv v'ravim ibn Adam, they have children like people. U'meisik ibn Adam, and they die like people. Shishad v'arim nemer ibn Adam, there are 6 things that are said about people. U'shayshik ibn Malachi Asharis, u'shayshik ibn Behema, in 3 ways they're like Malachim, and in 3 ways they're like animals. U'shayshik ibn Malachi Asharis, yesham das ibn Malachi Asharis, u'mahal they have das, and they walk standing straight like Malachim. And they're able to talk in Lashon HaKodesh, just like Malachim. And Shloisha Kibbehema, in 3 ways, they're more like animals. They eat and drink, they have children, and they go to the bathroom, just like animals. The Mishnah said, anybody who contemplates 4 things, so better he wasn't created. So ask the Gemara, what's above, what's below, what's going to be in the future? I understand all these things. They're things that a person's not supposed to be thinking about. But what's wrong with thinking about what was before the world was created? What was. Doesn't what matter? What difference does it make? Says the Gemara of Yechon Rav Lazar, it's a mashal l'melech basar v'dam. It could be comparable to a person, to a human king, Sha'amar l'avada benuli palterin g'daylin ala ashba, who told his avadim to build him a big palace on top of a garbage dump. So halchu banuloi, they go and they build it for him. So now, aim ritzayne shel melech lahasker shem ashba. The king doesn't want people to thinking about what used to be there, that it used to be a garbage dump. It's degrading. And so too, kaviyachu by a kodesh baruch hu, he doesn't want a person to think about malefnim. The Mishnah said anybody doesn't have any concern for the covet of his creator, so it would have been better if he wasn't created. Says the Gemara Mahi, what's this referring to? Rav Abba Amar Zeh Mistakel Bekeshes, it's referring to a person who stares at a rainbow. And Rav Yosef Amar Zeh Oiver Avera Beseser, it's referring to a person who doesn't have Avera privately. Now Mistakel Bekeshes, the problem with that is Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Kemara Keshes Shiyabon Nabiyam Egeshem, Kemara Naigasaviv Humara Dumus Kvayd Hashem. Yecheskel describes the Keshes as being similar to the Dumus Kvayd Hashem, it's some sort of mashal to the Dumus Kvayd Hashem, and therefore that's something that's disrespectful for a person to be mistakel at. Rav Yosef Amar Zeh Oiver Aver B'Seiser, that Kosh Lechasa Kvayd Koina is referring to a person who doesn't care about the covet of Hashem, and he does Averis privately, all he cares about is that people shouldn't see him, he doesn't care about the fact that Hashem sees him. Could Rav Yitzchak said, Amar Rav Yitzchak Kol Oiver B'Aver B'Seiser, Kilu Doichek Ragle Shechina, it's like Mamash pushing away the feet of the Shechina, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Koyamer Hashem, Hashemayim kissi v'aretz hadim raglai, that the aretz, this world, is like the footstool of a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. That's where his feet is. So if a person doesn't have Avera privately and all he cares about is people seeing him and he doesn't care about Hashem, it's like pushing away the feet kaviyachol of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now I ask the Gemara, Eini, is that so? Is that really true? That it's worse to do an Avera privately? If a person sees that his Yitzhara is overcoming him, so yelech l'makam she'imakir inoisai, you should go to a private place. Go to a place that people don't recognize him. And wear black, and wrap himself in black. And he should do the Avera at least in a way that it doesn't cause, that it doesn't cause a Chil Hashem. So he should do the Avera privately. It sounds like there's a mile to do the Avera privately. Says the Gemara Lekasha, if he feels that he's bad and able to overcome his Yitzhara, and instead he says, know what? I don't care. I'll do it privately. At least nobody will see. That's when it's a problem. That's called Kosh Lekhasa Kvayd Koina. But when he feels that he's unable to overcome his Yetzahara, that's at least the way he feels. He feels he can't overcome. He's doing the Avera. So once he's doing it anyway, so better at least he does it in private. Says the Gemara, Darsh Rav Yehuda, Berebi, Nachmani, Meturgamani, the Reish Lakish, Kol Mestakel, Shleisha Dvarim, Enav Kehois. The person who stares at the following three things, so his eyes get weakened. Bekashas, Ubenasi, Bekehanim. Bekashas, the problem with the rainbow is Dechsev, like we had before. Kemara, Kashas, Yeban, Biamigashim, Umara, Demus, Kveid Hashem. Like we had before, it's the Mara, Demus, Kveid Hashem. So that causes a person's eyesight to get weakened. Benasi is a similar idea. Dechsev, the Pasuk says, when the Satan, Mahaydecha, Allah, that you give from your Haid, the Shechina, Kavyachu gives from its height onto the Nasi, and therefore that's also something that a person's not supposed to be mistakel at. Mistakel b'kayhanim, that's referring to Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Shayu Oimden al Duchanan, when the Beis HaMikdash was around and the Kayhanim were standing on their Duchan, Umevarachan as he saw B'Shem HaMefayrish, and would give Klai Yisrael Berchas Kayhanim, they would bench Klai Yisrael with the Shem HaMefayrish, and so the Shechina would rest between the fingers of the Kayhanim, and that's something if a person would stare at, it could weaken his eyes. Again, we mentioned, and nowadays also, either I'll there's also a halacha that a person is not allowed to look at the hands of the kaihanim. Darsh Rav Yehuda b'Rabbi Nachmani mitzurgamani d'Rish Lakish ma'adichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk al taminu b'reya al tiftechu b'aluf? Now you shouldn't believe your reya, your friend, and you shouldn't trust Hashem. You shouldn't trust aluf. What is that referring to? Im yoyimer lucha yitzahara, if the yitzahara tries convincing you and telling you chatoi, do the averam and don't worry, Hashem loves you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ichol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. Al tamin, don't believe your friend, don't believe. Shenemer the pasuk says al tamin b'reya, don't believe b'reya. Where darshning is ra, don't believe the ra, don't believe ra. Vein rally yitzahara. Ra is a reference to the Yitzhahara, Shanema as the Pasuk says, Ki Yitzhaleva Adam Ra, referring to the Yitzhahara. Vein Aluf, El Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't trust Hashem, he's going to forgive you. Aluf is referring to Hashem, Shanema as the Pasuk says, Aluf Ne'uri Ata. Now, Shem Taimar, a person might say, me maybe, if I do that favor privately, who's going to know, who's going to testify against me? Says the Gemara, it's not true. It has an effect on the Gashmis, it has an effect on the house. So the Avne Besa, Vikaris Besa, Shal Adam Eme Eden Boy, it's the house, it's of the beams, the stones of the house is going to testify against the person. Shanema is the Pasuk says, "Ki even mikir tiza who kafes meitzi." And then on the beams and the stones, it calls out from the house, from the walls. The chachamim aimim neshmasu shaladim miidabai. A person's neshama will testify against him. Shemesh the Pasuk says, "Meshalchavis reikecha shamer bischepicha." Is who is davar shalchavis reikecha shaladim? Have you ever seen neshama? The thing that lasts, that rests in the person's lap is the neshama, and that's something you have to be careful what you do in front of the neshama, because the neshama is going to testify against the person. Is Rav Zreika Amar Shnei Malachi Asharis and Malavin Isayim miidabai. So two malachim that are always constantly escorting a person, so they're going to testify against him. Shenemar is the best success. Ki malacha vitzavu lav l'shmarcha b'chol derechecha. It's there to watch you wherever you go. V'yeshay mimor v'chamim mimim that evarim shaladim eidim by. It's a person's evarim. They're going to testify against him. Shenemar is the best success. Atim eidim nu mashem v'nikel. Talking about the evarim that you're my eidim. You're going to be the witnesses. You're going to testify about the person, even if he thinks no one else is there. Who's going to testify? No one else knows. It's not true. The house, the malachim, the neshama, the evarim, there are plenty of witnesses that will testify against him.